Rodrigo y Gabriela are an acoustic guitar-playing duo originally from Mexico who have developed an exciting style of playing on the streets in Dublin, Ireland, where they went on a whim. That style has led them to a chart-topping album in Europe and now a new album here. They have an incredible sound and a credible yet still amazing story to tell. So let's begin with this performance of their original Tamacoon. Now that you are suitably impressed, that's Rodrigo y Gabriela, and that tune is called Tamacoon, and it begins their album, which is out now on ATO Records. It's Rodrigo Sanchez on the flat picking on that one, and Gabriela Quintero on the rhythmic part, the percussive part. Wow. When I heard the story about this, it was like, there's something happening in Ireland with these two guitar players from Mexico. How did you... How did you get to Ireland to do this?
Well, we come from Mexico City first of all, and then we were kind of trying to make some kind of success with a thrash metal band we had, and obviously it didn't happen. And then we just left the country, wanted to play like music, whatever. I mean, we didn't want to to do anything to do with the record labels anymore or the music industry. We just want to probably make like just background music and all that thing. So we went to the beach, and after in Mexico, a place called Ixtapa, and after 9 months, we decided to go to Europe and play in the hotels and all that. The first place was Ireland, and we didn't know anything about Ireland, and that was a good reason to go there.
You had a friend there, right?
No, we didn't know anything. We didn't know anything, nothing. So that was a good reason to go there, and we didn't have English. Our English was worse than it is now, and so that was a good experience, you know, and we stayed there for a few months before we started traveling Europe, you know.
Let's go back to your thrash metal days. What were your bands like in Mexico?
The band was influenced by bands like Metallica, Megadeth, Anthrax, and all those bands, you know, the real thrash metal years, yeah.
So how did you come to do this acoustic stuff? Was it kind of a necessity when you got to Ireland?
Well, it was more that even before, like in the band, we were jamming a lot with the acoustic guitars, different type of music, because we music lovers, you know, anyway, we love all sort of different music. So it wasn't difficult to decide that we can do this, we can live from music, and we can travel. And forget about the Spinal Tap Mexican version, you know. So we quit the band, but we didn't want to quit music, and that's what we went to the beach and we started off playing there.
So where did you play in Ireland when you got there?
In the street. I mean, we thought we could play in hotels, but that doesn't work the same way in Mexico did. So we had to play in the street, and we were playing on the street and busking, the way they call it there. Different countries for almost two, 3 years, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what did you learn on the street? It must have been
a lot.
You probably learned what goes over.
It was that experience of you expect something, right? And we were expecting, okay, we can play it maybe in the hotel for maybe a month, get the money and go to another country, you know? Right. What's a combination travel and play? But in the first place, we didn't know anybody there, and we just knew one week before we went to Ireland, we got the ticket and everything. We Destiny or something, we met this Mexican girl in Mexico that she was living in Ireland at that time, and she said, you can stay in my house. I'm not going to be there, but I'm going to leave you the keys. This is my address. You can use my bicycles, blah, 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 blah. So we went there, and we said to the taxi man, this is the address, whatever, you know. So the guy was blah, blah, blah. You know, Irish people, they talk a lot. And we didn't understand anything of what he was saying. And he took us to that place, and it was a big announce at the door and said, sorry, you can't stay here. So the first place was like, okay, so we had to pay hotel. So all the money we got, we ran out in a week. So it was that situation of, okay, we are super background musicians. Where is a restaurant? No restaurant, no bar, nothing. You just go and play. It's cold, and it's the only thing you have to do, you know? So it was quite excited.
Well, one of the cool things about this album is that you actually, you know, you talk about your metal band past. There's some metal on here. I mean, if you consider Led Zeppelin metal, and if you consider Metallica, I suppose you definitely should. Did you start playing that in the street right away?
No, actually, we started playing, kind of some versions of Metallica and Slayer and all that we used to even play at the hotels, because when we went to the hotels in Mexico, we were told that we had to do like three sets of 45 minutes, and we didn't know any songs. So we said, okay, we put like three bossa novas, and that's what we did, and the rest were like metal tunes. So
did anybody notice?
We made that's the thing, you know. I mean, some people ask us, what's that like? I mean, the tourists, and they are old, and they didn't really understand. So like, well, that's a Mexican tune, like it's very old, and we were playing and all that. So, but that was really our material. And then, when we arrived into Ireland, that was the same thing. We were playing the street, but we were tired of playing covers and all that. So we started to compose our music there on the streets, really, and to develop all this kind of music there on the streets.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you want to do one of yours, or do you want to do one of the covers? What's next?
Well, if you want, we can play a little bit of the Metallica thing, and we can link it with something else. Thank you.
feel like we should dub in large crowds cheering right at this point. That's unbelievable. Rodrigo y Gabriela, what's the name of the original? On
the original is called Foc, and it's a Catalan word for fire, and it spells F-O-C.
Thanks for spelling it.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks for. Now, I should be the eyes of people out there, and for guitar players, you should know that that Rodrigo was not only above the fretboard, he was beyond the sound hole on that run there. On that, now people are going to hear this, and they're going to hear rhythmic strumming. They're going to hear minor chords. They're going to hear fast playing. They're going to note that it's gut string guitar, and they're going to say, "Oh, that's flamenco." And you should maybe set people straight on that.
Here we go. I mean, we as you read in the album, I mean, we tried to be very clear in that end, because some people, as you say, I mean, they think we play flamenco and they think we are Spanish, and neither both. The music we play is influenced by different rhythms. I mean, from rock to Latin rhythms and to whatever, you know. And yeah. We love flamenco, but flamenco is very specific, and the technique we play, I mean, neither Gabriela nor me play with a flamenco technique. We don't play the flamenco rhythms. We don't, I mean, at all, you know?
In other words, if you know anything about flamenco, you know it isn't, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the thing we really always clarified is just because people might expect that in our gig, so they're going to be disappointed if they expect Vicente Amigo or something like that, you know, which they're amazing for us. They're genius guitarists for us. But we don't play that.
Gotcha. Well, I want to go back a little bit to playing on the street and what you learned about keeping a crowd. Were you successful? Did you make a bunch of money on the street?
I mean, absolutely. We could survive for years. I mean, it's great. I mean, and you have a great life. I mean, you just meet a lot of people every day. Just spend the time in the pub and drinking beer and coffee, and then you just play a little, and then just nighttime you just go to your room, you know.
Right. Yeah. But did you learn how to pace a set and how to pace a song and things?
Yeah. Well, I mean, since the band in the metal years, we were very specific in our sets, even though we were metal and all. But we were quite we had a lot of rules, you know, and we always. Construct our set in certain way, and we were always careful of that. So we got that before. We got that experience before. But when we started playing in the street, was the situation that for some reason Rodrigo came up with a melody that sounded very Latin. So we were metal heads, you know? So it was like, okay, well, just keep it that way. And so I started to play something. So once we started to jam a little bit on the street like that, people gave us much more money. So we were in such a moment that we really needed. So we said, okay, we just keep going, you know. And so I started to try to emulate all the drum parts and the bass with my hands as much as I could. And eventually everything started to develop organically.
Rodrigo and Gabriela are my guests today on the cafe. So, yeah, what was the step? I mean, we hear you're on the streets, and that's far away from having the number one album in Ireland.
Yeah. Well, we left Ireland, and we went to different countries, did the same. And when we came back to Ireland, because we had a call from a friend that he had a club, and said, do you want to play here? And we said, yeah. I mean, we were in such freedom that we actually were in the airport, and the guy in the airport said, like, in the Irish airport said, like, guys, you've been here before, and what are you doing here? And we said, like, we're going to play in a club. And we knew that was illegal, right? And because we needed a work permit and all that. And said, like, well, you know, guys, I'm going to have to send you back to Barcelona. And we were like, whatever. You know, we didn't care at all. So he's so unworried that he said, okay, I'm gonna let you go in, but you have 4 days to fix it. So whatever, we went to our club. And during that time, we ran into an old friend we had met before in our busking days. Damien Rice, and he was getting big there in Ireland, and he said, like, do you want to support some of my gigs? And he said, we didn't even know what kind of crowd he had or the venues he was playing, and we thought it was funny, you know. And we said, yeah, let's do it. So we went, and we did support, and people liked it, and that gave us the idea to say, like, okay, we can make money playing gigs warmer than the street, you know. And that was actually the breaking point, I think.
And it took off from there.
Yeah.
Wow. Rodrigo y Gabriela are our guests, and can you do another tune?
Yeah, sure.
We do Diablo Rojo, which is the second track.
Now, these are all instrumentals, but they all have kind of
stories,
a meaning.
Yeah, absolutely. Diablo Rojo is not like much as a story. It's just, what is it?
Yeah, but most of the time, every time we wrote a piece, there's something going on in our lives. So we pick the name as the way we relate it to the circumstances, rather than being inspired by something, you know? So it just gives us more, it gives us a reference as where were we at that time and stuff like that. So this one is just it's a roller coaster in Denmark. It's called Diablo Rojo, and it's fantastic.
Diablo Rojo from our guest Rodrigo y Gabriela playing live today on the cafe. Gracias. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rodrigo y Gabriela, our guests here on the World Cafe.